Your impressions on how the draft went for you guys?
It's something every year that, it's a new territory every single season because you never kind of know what upstairs is thinking. You have your own personal thoughts, but, I think it was a very high quality draft for our new staff to be able to come in here and, kind of put their own twist on things and, put together a draft like that. I thought it was pretty impressive.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you since y'all had your voluntary minicamp. Thoughts back on how that went and how that'll help going forward?
Tremendous work for the new staff to be in here, implement new offense, new defense, new special teams, and to get the work out of the guys like we did. It was pretty impressive, and it's only going to build from there. Obviously, that was step one. It's kind of very elementary from here on out, and we'll build every single day. But I thought we had a lot of work, and we're kind of just building some chemistry.
Chris, Bill talked after Saturday about the crop of talent he got in the draft. He said, we got our kind of football players, Houston, Texas kind of football players, and your short time around him. How would you define that?
I think he's going to want hard nose, physical, nasty in the trenches, very smart players at the same time. I mean football smarts as well as on the field, being able to control yourself. So I think, like I said before, with the draft, we got those kind of quality players. I think they're going to be able to contribute right away.
How about Black blocking Lewis Nix in practice?
It'd be a challenge, yeah. I mean, he's got a very, very successful career in college. For him to be able to play that many games at nose tackle, that says a lot about him, his durability as well. I've watched him in college, and for us to be able to get him, I'm excited about playing against him in training camp.
Do you know much about Suafilo?
Don't know much about him. I actually texted back and forth with him after we drafted him. Just kind of welcomed to Houston and stuff, and I think he's going to be a great addition to our line. Wherever he ends up playing, a physical player like that, it's going to be a lot of fun seeing him compete in training camp.
You've done that very often, Chris, reach out to guys who get drafted like that.
I try to do it every year. I try to do it to most of the rookies, especially when an offensive lineman gets drafted. I want to be able to kind of welcome them in. And if they ever draft a center, I always kind of give them a little bit of a extra little welcome, let them know that I'm still the guy. You got a little work to go through. But, kind of welcome him, and he's excited to get back in down in here.
This line, it's going to have maybe a bit of a makeover. How do you view that right now?
As of right now, we're taking it step by step. That'll kind of transition as we go. As of right now, they're just trying to put the best five guys on the field, and that's for every position. I treat every single year like it's my first and my last. So I go into every training camp and every OTA competing with whoever's competing with me. So I think it keeps me fresh and young too.